not play there, they've ended the eighth.
Yes.
Are you okay with the aggression on that, just a great throw, or you prefer the runner hold up to make sure that that one scores? What's your read on that?
Yeah. Talk to Blaze the next inning. I love the aggressiveness, but like I told Blaze, and him being an infielder, he knows the cutoff and how it gets aligned and configured. And first base is vacant by position, so there's no one at first. So him tagging up and then running is the right play. But he has the ability to read the throw, and you can literally stop and just walk back to first. And that's what we talked about. Like, once he sees the throw online, and we all know Julio can throw. Like, he's a premium defender in center field. It surprised me that he kept going. But it's one of those things where I love the aggressiveness. It's just smart aggressiveness and knowing and reading the throw and getting back. And Holiday did an outstanding job of running hard through home. That was the first thing I looked at on the high home. Like, he tagged up, and he didn't let up running hard through home. So Holiday did an outstanding job on that. It's just, Blaze just has to read the throw and just get back to first.
Is an example of how to do that there, Holiday earlier in the inning, I think he tagged up from first, and the throw from Julio was a little bit off target, and Holiday didn't at first seem to kind of wait to see it. Is that the right way to do it?
Yeah, exactly. The play's in front of you. You can see it develop. And like I said, when the throw is online, you can see it. Just get back to first. Yeah, that one hurt.
With all the runners left on base and the scoring opportunities and just like, was this an especially annoying loss for you?
No, I wouldn't say annoying. It's not to disregard. Yes, we left a lot of guys on base, but we know coming in, like with Seattle, pitching is their strength. It always has been. And Emerson's having a great year, throwing the ball extremely well. Their bullpen has always been a force. And so going into it, we knew we had to grind and really like force them to work. And we did that. We just couldn't come through with the big blow. But it's one of those games where you're proud of how they fought. And because every opportunity, like we talked about pregame, like the blows, like we could have easily, our guys could have folded, but they kept on fighting and giving ourselves opportunity. It's just that big knock just eluded us. And we hit some balls hard and well that I was actually kind of surprised that they didn't leave the yard. Kowser's in particular, and then Basayo, the one that we talked about with that play. Like, it was, I thought all those would have a chance to leave the yard. They just didn't.
Why did you decide to pull Gibson there in the fifth at 16 pitches?
Yeah, with Gibson, it was, like we talked about, we knew the pitching on their side, and we knew runs were going to be at a premium. Gibson was falling behind guys inning before. He fell behind every single hitter he faced. He was giving up some loud contact as well. And that inning where they tied the game up, and it kept going and got to Julio, and I decided that we needed to stop the game there to give ourselves a chance. And the walk that to Julio was the biggest thing that hurt, to kind of set up Naylor. You know, I think that's where with Nunez, he throws strikes. And so like, it was uncharacteristic of him. Like, our relievers are going to give up hits. Like, it happens. But I think walking the guy that you're trying to get is the biggest thing. And that's what we just had to make a decision there where to try to stop the game and to give ourselves a chance. Because like I said, we know that runs are going to be our premium with that bullpen. And that was the decision we made.
It didn't look like a bad pitch to Naylor. What was your opinion of where that ball was for the grand slam?
Yeah, it was. I wish that, you know, Nunez would have leaned on his strengths a little bit there. I'm not saying his fastball is on his strengths, but he has an elite changeup. You know, you're ahead, and you know, and he has a sweeper as well. And it's not saying that it was a bad pitch by any stretch, but dude, the changeup would have been awesome there. And that's you can hindsight and like from the dugout on pitch calling, doing it as a catcher, like I get it. And Nunez, like I said, the walk is the one that hurt him. And, you know, to try to get this sneak the fastball there, I can see it, you know, but also it just Naylor got enough of it.
As his stuff just kind of jumps off the page, what is it about the past month for him that kind of led to him not getting the results that he did during the first month of the season?
Yeah, it's just inconsistent right now. I think we're, like, tonight's outing in particular, where he walks the first hitter, yes, gives up the big blow, but then after that, like, he just showed who he's capable of, you know, and that's the roller coaster we have to ride with young pitchers. You know, like, he's shown that he can pitch in those situations, he can close games, he can go multiple innings, you know, it's just the inconsistency of throwing strikes and getting ahead, you know, and that's where, like, obviously the walk is the biggest thing that jumps out.